Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you guys for listening in to the show. Welcome. good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. And those who are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show. as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It is a beautiful day outside. I'm talking about marvelously beautiful. The day is we're in spring, right? And so, every day in the springtime or the summertime, you wake up, and it may be, according to how early you wake up, it may be a little dark outside. But as the morning comes and as the sun starts to rise, the douche and the mist starts to lift off the lakes and the ground, and you can see the fog start to come up and lift off into the air, and it's such a nice time of the year. Grab you, like me this morning, I got me a cup of coffee, and I'm going to be sitting out on the deck in just a little while. As soon as I finish the show, I'm going to take in a good cup of coffee, another good cup of coffee. So, again, thank you guys for listening. Now, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio at my show page. If you're on Blog Talk Radio on the show page, there's an icon there that says follow the show. Click on that icon and set that up so you can follow the show. And if you're on Facebook, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. All right? And also, I have a show page on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can find us at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show. All right? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you set it up on Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Now, I know that a lot of you guys have gotten your income taxes out of the way, done. You probably have gotten your money back already. But there are a ton of people out there who do corporate taxes for their companies and things like that. So if you are in need of some help with those corporate taxes, you can give the guys at CPA On Duty a call as soon as possible, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening in and calling the number to the show. If you're just joining the show, it's 818-301-5834. Okay? Now, again, guys, it's a beautiful day outside. Those who are at work right now, I know you're probably looking out the window saying how beautiful it is. Or if you don't have a window, I'm telling you, it's beautiful outside. These are the days. I'm going on a camping/fishing trip at the end of the month. And this is exactly how the days are going to be. You know, I'm doing a Friday night, Saturday night trip. So Friday is going to be tremendous. You can sleep Friday night. You're going to get up Saturday. Saturday morning is going to be just like this. Tremendous. Awesome. Warm. And we'll get some coffee together, get some bacon and eggs done, cooked up, and just sit around and have us a great time. Okay, and then Saturday night, we're going to do a lot of fishing on Saturday night. And then we're going to bring it back in and get some sleep on Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then on Sunday, we'll take our time and get everything cleaned up and head home. But the good thing about it is that, you know, we're going to be with friends and we're going to have a really good time, okay? I just wanted to throw that out there. Anyway, today's episode, guys, is why do weekends go so fast? Why do weekends go so fast? And the reason I wanted to do this is because this past weekend, I had 3 days off. I had Friday, I was off for Good Friday, Saturday, and yesterday off, okay? And Friday was pretty much a blur, okay? I had a lot of stuff to do on Friday morning. Didn't get back home till like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then on, you know, I had someone come to the house doing some work for me. So I hung out with them for a while. Then went and did some more stuff. Didn't get back home at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, by that time, the day is pretty much done. But I came home and put a few things on the grill and got that going. And then, you know, yada yada. But Friday was gone. I stayed up late Friday night, so Saturday was tough. It's tough for me to get up on Saturday morning. Anyway, to get up on Saturday morning and get some stuff done. Okay? And I have chores at home that I have to get done. So my Saturday was spent doing chores and kind of hanging out with family, okay? Then Saturday evening, you're watching basketball, you know, the March Madness is still going. So we were watching basketball on Saturday evening. Now, here comes Easter morning, and I hope you guys had a great Easter. I hope you guys were safe and did some things with your family or went on Easter egg hunts. I'm not sure. But since it rained all Saturday night, pretty much, the ground was wet, and so I don't know how good of Easter egg hunts there were. But, you know, regardless of that, I hope you guys, if you did have an Easter egg hunt, I hope it was successful, okay? So that's that. And then so on Sunday, I went out, you know, went and had dinner, things like that, and then I watched the game last night. And voila, we're in the Monday morning. And back to work we go. So what I'm saying is, why do the weekends go so fast? It's because, you know, we're trying to cram so much in to our off days. We're trying to do so much on our off days that they seem to just poof, fly by, just go poof into the air. And that's what happens to our weekends. We try to cram everything into those off days. And here's what I say, and this may be something that I try to start to implement, is get some of that stuff done during the week. I know that, you come home from work, you get some things done, you do dinner, you eat dinner, and then it's bedtime, and you get up to go to work the next morning. You know, there really isn't a whole lot of time after work to get some things done. But guys, we have to start to prioritize, and we're going to have to start to write things down. We're going to have to start a schedule of, you know, doing things in order to make this work. The only way that you're going to make it work and make your weekends seem to be weekends, you know, a while back, I'd say, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we seemed to have lots of time. The weekends were long. If you have a long 3-day weekend, it was, you know, that was the thing to do. Okay, have a good long weekend. Now, but nowadays, it seems like the weekends are just so fast, and they go by so fast, and we can't really, you know, get anything done. Well, we can get some things done, but you don't really have that me time, or time to just sit, relax, and do nothing. You know, we're always trying to get something done. But we have to try and figure out how to get those things done during the week and not push it to the weekend so that we'll have the weekend to just chill out and relax. Okay, just chill out and relax. You know, when you're on vacation, say you're at the beach on vacation, okay? When you're at the beach on vacation, I know the days go by fast too at the beach, but when you're at the beach, you seem to be able to get up, you know, get going. I guess it's the excitement of being at the beach. You get up and you get going, you get to the beach, you know, early as you can, you hang out, and, you know, the thing about the beach is, and I'm going to do a show on this, but the thing about the beach is, you get up and you get you some things ready to take to the beach, you get your beverages, you get you a couple of sandwiches, you get you some chips, you know, some munchy things to munch on while you're at the beach, because you're going to be there a few hours. And as you're there a few hours, you know, you need something to eat while you're there. You need something to drink while you're there. And that's the whole thing. And you get that stuff together and you head out to the beach. Well, the weekends go so fast here because we have to get up and go to work. And, you know, on Sunday, if you're like me, on Sunday, I'm thinking, damn, I got to go to work tomorrow. Okay? I got to go to work tomorrow. That's Sunday. Okay? And if you had to be to work early on Monday morning, Sunday is that day you're thinking about, man, I got to get up early in the morning and get to work. So I got to get into bed tonight. Okay? And that's why the weekends go so fast. Because we automatically, and this is just, I mean, it's human nature. We automatically start to say on Sunday, I have to get up in the morning and go to work. Did you guys know that the most heart attacks happen on Monday morning? The most heart attacks happen on Monday morning. Go look that up. You don't have to believe me, but go look that up. Find out. It's true. Most heart attacks happen on Monday morning. Okay? And that's because the anxiety that you have on Monday morning is just sometimes overwhelming. So we have to figure out some kind of way to get rid of that. You know, we have to figure out a way to get rid of the Monday morning anxiety. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. And caller, you're on the show with Frank Williams Live. Are you there?
Good morning, Frank. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just wanting to comment, you know, some people might be happy to get up on Monday and say they have to go to work, you know. There's a lot of unemployment still out there, so I like to look at the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. Glad that I got a job to go to. Well, that'd be a whole nother form of stress if you didn't.
Well, that's true, but, you know, at the same time, people that do have jobs, that doesn't take away from them.
True, I guess that's true, bro. I mean, I guess it sounded like you were saying it was a bad thing to have to get up and go to work, and I'm saying it's a good thing to have to get up and go to work.
It's an absolute good thing, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, we want days off all the time. People want days off all the time. People want to, you know, hey, everyone wants to go to work and get paid without doing anything, okay? Anybody wants to do that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you get off work on Friday or whatever, and you have all these plans for the weekend, and the weekends go by so fast because you're packing everything into those two off days, and that doesn't necessarily have to be. You can get some of this stuff done during the week so that you won't pack everything into the weekend. And that's why the weekends seem to go by so fast, because you just running, trying to get some things done or trying to do stuff that shatters the hours away on your weekend. You want to agree with that?
I do. Okay. I mean, I definitely agree with that perspective. And so that's a good point. Try to prioritize a little better during the week so you potentially have a weekend. So, yes, I totally agree. All right. Have a good day, Frank. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in. So that's what I'm saying, guys, is that I'm not necessarily saying that you know, don't worry about the weekends. You worry about the weekends because you don't have a job or you're happy to go to the job. That's true. I'm happy to have work. I'm happy to be able to go to a job. I'm happy to be able to do that. I'm just saying, you know, the weekends go by so fast because you try to pack everything in to the weekend. You try to get all your stuff done on the weekend, and the next thing you know, it's Sunday afternoon, starting to get dark, and you're starting to think, hey, I have to go to work in the morning. And that's what makes the weekends go by so fast. You're like, hey, man, this weekend was a blur. Well, that's because, you know, like you got off work on Friday afternoon. On Saturday, you did yard work, this and that. On Saturday night, you went to a friend's house for a party, okay, that you had a great time at. You didn't get home till Sunday morning at 2:30. Then you got up Sunday at 11 o'clock had a little breakfast. Next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And you know, if you're doing something else, you know, you got to cook for Sunday, got to get some dinner ready for Sunday. So you're in the kitchen working towards that. Then you get to 5 or 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and you eat. And the next thing you know, it's Sunday night. You're like, man, I got to get up and go to work in the morning. You get up and you go in to work, and you're thinking, man, where did the weekend go? Well, we had a weekend, but it went fast because we had so much packed into the weekend. All I'm saying is try to figure some of this stuff out during the week so that maybe you have one or two things that you have to get done on the weekend, or one or two things that can only be done on the weekend. Okay? And like I said, when you put that out there and then you try to do other things, or a party or something like that, which people have on weekends, you know, that's the likely time for parties, is the weekend. So that's how things go. Okay? And like I said, most heart attacks happen on Monday morning because of the anxiety of going back to work. All right? Not saying that work is bad or anything like that, but there is the anxiety factor of having to go back to work. All right? If we could figure out how to do this without working and get the bills paid, I mean, y'all let me know. I'm looking for that program as well. See, the bills doesn't seem to stop. Seems like every day I look in the mailbox, there's a bill. Something's got to be paid. Or there's need tires on the car. Something happened to the car. You got to get it fixed. Those things never, ever ends. So that kind of stuff, you know, especially things like tires. Tires, you wait till the weekend. What? Have tires put on your car. I'm going to go Saturday and have some tires put on my car. Well, Saturday morning you get up, you go have tires put on your car. That takes up half your day on Saturday. Saturday's gone. Now you got a Sunday. Halfway into Sunday, you start to thinking, man, I got to get up in the morning and go to work. What can I have for lunch? What can I do for this? What can I do for that? That's how the week goes so fast, guys. And I know you figured this out, and I have too, but we have to do some stuff during the week to get this done. Now, thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me in about 23 and a half hours tomorrow. I'm going to have a tremendous show tomorrow. Don't miss it. Be here. Be on time. And we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Hey, I love you guys. Take care of yourself. And don't let anything get in your way. Do everything that you need to do during the week so that you can have a relaxed weekend coming up this weekend. All right? Thank you, guys. It's Frank, and I'm over. And I'm out. I'm gonna promise.